TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Be good to each other.
Yeah.
Words, Rob Thomas. He loves music. Blightdale. It killed him not to be here this year. As a matter of fact, he's checking in right now. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Patty. Hey, Scott.
Hey,
you know,
hey there.
I got to say one thing about you. All these people in this business that Rob's in, the music business, they like to have other names, like nicknames, like Michael Jackson named himself the King of Pop. And Rob would like to be he'd like to be the King of Christmas, but that's already taken by this Bublé kid. So the other day he anointed himself the Duke of Christmas.
Sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I kind of
really
like it.
Cool.
I like it that way.
Our dean
and you know
here
what?
Has...
Listen, let me tell you this. If somebody doesn't give me that title, I'm going to storm the North Pole.
Well, you need to get a t-shirt made up. Dean has wearing his Michael Bublé King of Christmas t-shirt today. We need a Duke of Christmas for you.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to make that one myself. But I just think if I put the word out there enough, it's going to get out there.
Yeah, it'll go. You know, you're Rob Thomas. What do you, you know, you're the guy that brought Carlos Santana back. You're the Duke, man. Believe me.
Your music has such heart in it. That was just so beautiful. I just sat here with tears in my eyes.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not only beautiful to listen to, but you definitely feel your spirit in it. It's lovely.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I finally covered the gamut now. 22 years ago, I wrote about New York City Christmas, and then 22 years later after that, I got to write about a small-town Christmas. So
right.
I think I've covered all the geographical locations.
You got it all covered.
Suburban Christmas.
Now, I should mention the album is going through the roof. You've done a great job. You did several different tapes you did to promote the thing, and the album is just phenomenal. A lot of people, they do like one or two good songs, and then they just sing the other standards. And you went through here, and you reached out and got Brad Paisley and Abby Anderson and B.B. Winans and other people, and you put them on the album, and you came up with some great songs.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't give anybody a choice. I knew that nobody was out on the tour right now. So I knew they were home and I knew they had time for me. So I just forced them into coming and singing on my record.
Don't tell me you're touring. I know you're not. I know you're home. You got to sing this. I noticed you're pretty good friends with Ingrid Michaels, and I watched you two.
She's so good.
I don't know what that. You were on live Facebook or something. I don't know what you were doing, but you and her were discussing Christmas movies.
Yeah, you know what's really funny, too, is that, like, of all these people that played on my record, like, probably the closest that I am to is B.B. Winans. Like, B.B. has been one of my best friends for 20-something years. He sang at my wedding. you know, 20 years ago.
Well, that's a pretty good wedding singer, I tell you.
But he, and by the way, I didn't even ask him to. He just showed up with a tape and was like, I'm singing. But but what's funny is, of all the people on the record, the newest friend was Ingrid Michaelson. I met her like 2 years ago, and we just hit it off. But we bonded over Christmas because we met at a Christmas show in, like, Kentucky or something for, like, a radio station. And we just immediately just started talking about Christmas and Christmas trivia and movies. So she's, like, literally from the day I've met her, she's been my Christmas friend. So it made perfect sense, you know, to reach out to her to do that song. And then you know what else was really funny, Scott? I thought you'd appreciate this. Just yesterday on Instagram, I got a message from Brian Adams.
I'm waiting.
He's telling me how much he likes the song, and he was hoping that the record's doing well.
Did he actually wrote that song, something about Christmas time, didn't he?
Yeah. That's, I mean, you know, with me growing up as an 80s kid, that was like one of the, it's like a seminal Christmas song for me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. I was in the record business for a few years. What a mess that is. And, this kid came in one day, and he had a cassette, and he wanted to play me some songs. He was from Canada, and it was him. It was Brian.
Wow.
And he played.
Well, you know what? After the lead up to that story, Scott, it would have been a hell of a lot funnier if it wasn't Brian Adams. If we were talking about Brian Adams, and you're like, and this kid came in, and he played his acoustic guitar. I don't remember the kid's name. He never made it, but still.
No, this one made it, though. He was doing disco songs back then.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, wow.
His first couple of records that he got up in Canada were disco, but he's
sense, because he was, you know, he came out in the early 80s, which is like the tail end of disco moving into something else, right?
Yeah, right. Just a wonderful guy. If you get to, I don't know how well you know him, but he's just a pure dude. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, he's a huge animal activist as well.
Love that.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas. Tell Marisol we love her, and thank you for everything you do for Blythedale and for us.
Yeah, listen, as soon as we can, I want to get back in there and make it up in person so that I can maybe, you know, go around and say hi to some people. So
they're all listening. You know what? They're all listening to you right now. We're booming right in the rooms.
And they want you there.
Right on. Well, you guys, I hope everybody has a wonderful, safe holiday. And, you know, and I hope everybody that they hold dear stays safe as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Thomas, the Duke of Christmas, everybody. Thank you, my friend.
I love that.
925 at CBS FM, The Big Show.
Healthy kids live happier tomorrows. So please give during the holiday party for the kids at Blythedale Children's Hospital on CBS FM.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.